in the limelight.
The Pentagon's much-touted plan for staging out-of-horizon operations in Afghanistan appears to be a pipe dream. We now present you an article written by M.K. Badrakumar, a former Indian diplomat, under the heading "Russia Draws a Red Line for U.S. in Central Asia." The article has been published by the Asia Times. Moscow has categorically stated that it will not accept a U.S. military presence in the Central Asia region. This reiteration has come at the level of Russian Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov, who told the TASS news agency that Afghanistan had been discussed at a meeting with Victoria Nuland, the visiting U.S. Undersecretary of State in Moscow recently. Sergei Ryabkov added, "We emphasized the unacceptability of a U.S. military presence in Central Asian countries in any form whatsoever." Prima facie, Ryabkov has squashed the disinformation media campaign by Washington that at the Russia-U.S. summit in Geneva in June, President Vladimir Putin had offered to President Joe Biden that the Pentagon could use Russian bases in Central Asian region for conducting future out-of-the-horizon operations in Afghanistan. The Wall Street Journal had earlier referred to its sources that Russia and the U.S. had allegedly discussed the possibility of the U.S. military using Russian bases in Central Asia at the level of General Mark Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, with General Valery Gerasimov, the Russian Chief of General Staff, at a meeting in Helsinki in Finland on 24th of September, at the request of President Joe Biden's National Security Council staff. Washington's ploy appeared to have been to create misconceptions among the Central Asian states regarding Russia's intentions. To be sure, just before the Helsinki meeting of the two generals, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken also took a meeting of the so-called C5+1 ministerial on 22nd of September, to supposedly discuss coordination on Afghanistan with his Central Asian counterparts. As a follow-up, U.S. Deputy Secretary of State Wendy Sherman appeared in the steppes just 10 days later to meet with the leadership in Tashkent, presumably to fathom whether Uzbekistan might be open to the Pentagon having some basing facilities in that country. Apparently, she drew a blank. The Russian Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov underscored that there is no scope at all for the United States to have a military presence in any form whatsoever in the Central Asian steppes. Conceivably, Ryabkov voiced a consensus opinion among regional states, including China and Iran. From such a perspective, a regional consensus is steadily evolving with regards to the Afghan situation. Tehran declared recently that it will soon be hosting the second foreign ministerial-level meeting of Afghanistan's neighbors and has sought an enlargement of the format as a special case to include Russia as well. That is to say, the format will now comprise the Islamic Republic of Iran, Pakistan, Turkmenistan, Uzbekistan, Tajikistan, China and Russia. India is excluded. Sergei Ryabkov's remarks comes after a meeting between Taliban officials and a U.S. delegation led by the Deputy Director of the Central Intelligence Agency, CIA, in Doha, Qatar, recently, where the Taliban ruled out any form of unilateral military operations by the United States on Afghan soil under whatever pretext. Meanwhile, Pakistan has also categorically refused to facilitate any U.S. operations directed against Afghanistan. Although India is increasingly acting as a partner of the United States on regional security issues, it is unlikely that Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi's government will want to provoke the Taliban government either. That is to say, the Pentagon's much-touted plan for staging out-of-horizon operations in Afghanistan turns out to be just a pipe dream. Apart from outer space, perhaps, such operations will have to be staged from the Pentagon bases in West Asia, and their efficacy is in serious doubt. Sergei Ryabkov's remark testifies to extreme wariness in Moscow about the US military or intelligence presence in or around Central Asia, where Russia has profound security concerns. Given the United States' clandestine links with Daesh Takfiri terrorists and its history of using terrorist groups as geopolitical tools, Russia has to be extra cautious. So too will China and the Islamic Republic of Iran. The Central Asian states are also mindful of the US strategy to incite color revolutions to bring about regime change in the ex-Soviet republics. The US government-funded media organs are waging a sustained information war to discredit the Central Asian leaderships. Broadly speaking, a schism is appearing in the international community as regards the way forward in Afghanistan. The regional states refuse to follow Washington's lead. India is probably the solitary exception, but here too, New Delhi's rivalry with Pakistan and China could be the real leitmotif. Significantly, Vladimir Putin and Chinese President Xi Jinping did not participate in the Group of 20 Extraordinary Leaders meeting on Afghanistan on Tuesday, 19th of October, under Italy's presidency. The Italian initiative had aimed at mobilizing support for the US leadership. The unspoken core issue is, of course, the international recognition of the Taliban government. The US expects that no country should recognize the Taliban government until Washington is ready. The document summarizing the outcome of the G20 meeting deftly sidesteps the issue of recognition. Instead, it de facto gives a green light for a comprehensive engagement with the Taliban government. The summary states, solutions must be identified to guarantee the provision of basic services, in particular in education and healthcare, that go beyond delivering emergency aid, provided those services are open to all. The functioning of the payment system and the overall financial stability should also be addressed. The summary claims G20 countries will cooperate with the international organizations, international financial institutions, including multilateral development banks and humanitarian actors in this field. It notes G20 countries invite the World Bank to explore possible ways to redirect support to international agencies with a presence in the country for humanitarian efforts. The big question is about the diplomatic recognition of the Taliban government by regional states. Pakistan is keen that the regional states should evolve a collective decision. Indeed, the Deputy Minister of Information and Culture in the Taliban government, Zabihullah Mujahid, told the TASS news agency recently, Mujahid said, "We are negotiating with Russia, mainly on the recognition of our government and the resumption of the work of the embassies. Resolving these issues will pave the way for further cooperation." Zabihullah Mujahid added, "We may expect some regional initiatives before long on recognition. The criterion for recognition is usually a government's effective control of the entire country."